As you may know, there are 17 of these SDGs. And my own company, Microsoft, has aligned itself with 8 of the goals, including education, health, work, gender equality, and so on. And one of the insights there is that the SDGs are aspirational, but they do give us a guide on what we as companies could do with our resources. And one of the critical innovations today in the world is really cloud computing. And with a public cloud today, so many of the barriers to education, to commerce, to communication have fallen down. And I think it's very important to underline that cloud should not be leaving people behind. It should be a cloud that is trusted, inclusive, and responsible. An inclusive cloud is one that empowers those who are marginalized. So we may be talking about out-of-school youth, or women, or people who are in rural areas, and all of the things that the cloud can bring through mobile devices is something that could include them.
We've been, as ITU, have been very involved in encouraging girls to get involved in the ICT sector. From your perspective, why is it tough for women to get into the tech industry, and what do you think could be done to redress that balance?
Yeah, so it is no news to anybody that the tech industry is very male-dominated. And I think in part, you know, it is perceived as a culture of engineers. And if you look back to the 80s, there were actually more young women studying computer science than there are today. So there is an enormous amount of maybe perception blockage when girls see that that's mainly for men, or when you are in it and the culture can be so macho. And there are plenty of examples about that that journalists have covered. Even among startups in Silicon Valley, women have left because of this culture that's overly male and can be very discouraging. So what can we do? I think here again, I think the tech companies, governments, universities, we all can contribute to, first of all, encouraging young girls, exposing them to as much problem-solving experiences, science and mathematics, because all of that can be a lot of fun. And what we do in Microsoft is programs that introduce girls to digital literacy, to computational logic, to computer science, and at the same time exposing them to the wide range of careers that you can have in the tech industry. Sometimes the perception that you absolutely have to be an engineer is not true at all, because tech companies actually work a lot with government, they work a lot with nonprofits, they work a lot with all sorts of sectors and industry. And so, you know, the opportunities are enormous, and the opportunities to do good, to bring your passion and bring ICT as a tool to make what you do better, to make what you do have more impact in the world. That is the promise of ICT, and it would be quite tragic if half of our human capital, the female part, is excluded from contributing to that.
Do you think there is a chance for gender equality and mainstreaming in technology?
Yes, there's a challenge in gender equality. I mean, the numbers kind of speak for themselves. And so if you look at senior leaders in the tech industry, it hovers around 28 to 30%. And so the tech industry is not unique in some ways. So if you look at women's pathways to leadership, corporate world or in government, you will see that there is a vulnerable time when there are high dropout rates. And that's around the time when women start having children. And corporations that are serious about nurturing, cultivating, and deploying female talent should be sensitive to that phase, because that is when support is needed. And what happens then if you do provide that support, the women carry on. They should not be faced by this choice of either or. I mean, the world today is a very competitive place. Talent can move anywhere. And I think the talent that educated women, ambitious women, and there are more and more of us, including here in Asia, if you look at the numbers in education, entry into the labor force, there are more women, and we have invested in them already. Therefore, we need to reap that investment, and the tech industry has got to be very much a part of that.